The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I came here to be number one, the guy that fought everybody in his era and beat them all.
From the moment Israel Adesanya graced the best proven ground in the sport, he appeared destined for greatness. He has lived up to that hype and then some.
Before I ever stepped in the octagon, I was saying, I'm going to become the UFC middleweight world champion.
I'm going to be on top. The belt's going to come along with what I'm about to do.
Look out, middleweight division.
He has an air of greatness about him.
Undefeated.
Adesanya is showing championship heart.
Israel Adesanya became the star tonight.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Israel Adesanya is the best middleweight on planet Earth.
I just want to see who's got the style to handle this guy. Oh! This fight's over.
Yoel Romero!
A specimen like a freight train. Unbelievable.
Nobody wants to fight Yoel Romero. Nobody does.
What a terrifying human being.
One of the most incredible athletes you will ever see.
This man can explode and end you in that octagon.
My God.
Israel Adesanya wants to fight Yoel Romero.
He's a beast, but I'm doing this for legacy.
Israel feels that his legacy will not be complete if he doesn't beat Yoel Romero.
The wait for this one ends here.
I know for a fact I'm the best in the world.
Heart of a lion. I'm the champion. Let's go.
Romero with a knockdown!
Tonight I take it to bed.
You are always in danger of him finishing you.
Be careful what you ask for, folks.
I'm not scared. I'm ready to go.
An epic encounter for the undisputed middleweight title.
See you soon, boy.
Fight breakdown. Fight breakdown.
Fight breakdown, baby.
Let's go. Okay, this is our... hey, that's John Raffer, the professor. I am Dave Van Alken. It's crazy. I don't even introduce myself anymore. It's been...
Because you're synonymous with it, bro. You're synonymous with it.
Like over 170 episodes, my man. It's crazy.
And dude.
I don't know, man. I looked into it too, brother. It hasn't even been a year. Like, I feel like I've been podcasting forever, and we won't get into the other stuff back in the day, but just Fight Bananas. We've had over 172 episodes, and it hasn't been a calendar year. I think we're like a week away. It's crazy. It's like, so we're going to have like a big party anniversary. We're going to have 50 people live in studio.
Hell yeah.
At the same time.
In our five-person studio.
Yeah. Four. I don't want to get too crumped. But we are Fight Breakdown. This is it, guys. I dislike saying this because it feels like Joe Rogan and John Anik, they said, this is the biggest middleweight championship fight of all time. And I know you're an Anderson Silva guy, so I'm not going to go there. But for me personally, this match is one of those, like, I'm just edge of the seat, overly excited, giddy, Christmas Eve. This is the middleweight fight that I'm... John, I love it. This is it. I can walk away and enter that another world after this fight. I'm happy.
Okay. I mean, it's an extremely exciting fight. It's not the fight that I was looking forward to at first for the middleweight division. I was looking forward to the Paulo Costa because I still think he beat Yoel in the last match. I know it was razor sharp close. I thought he did enough. But besides the point, either way, Yoel might be the scariest human being on the planet. He is the Oogie Boogie Man, all that good stuff, whatever you want to call him. Dude is a monster, 42 years old, just a freak of a specimen of an athlete and fighter. It's exciting. But like I said, I was looking forward to the Costa Izzy. I thought the emotions were going to be a little bit higher with that one. There was going to be a little bit more oomph behind it. Now I think it's more about let's just see if I'm really that good, because he's the, you know, he's the one guy that everybody's scared of, you know what I mean, for the most part, or doesn't perform. They always go through wars with him. No one puts him away, and he, you know what I mean, he either puts you away or you have to go through a, you know, a ridiculous war, you know, fight of the year type war to get through it.
Okay. I love what there's a lot you said there. There's some I want to unpack. Do you think Israel Adesanya needs to finish Yoel Romero for one, to win the fight, or two, do you think he wants to do that just for himself and to be that guy, to be like, dude, I am that man. I am that guy who finished him. This is my legacy. I am the GOAT. I am the greatest middleweight. So do you think, one, does he finish him, or do you think he can finish him? And two, do you think Izzy is looking for that? Do you think that's what he wants out of this fight here at UFC 248?
Okay, so here it is. Real quick, he does not need to knock him out or finish him to stay the champion.
Okay. Okay.
But he needs it for every other reason you said. He does not need it to win. We've seen that people can go decisions and beat Yoel Romero. Right? But that's the way he loses. He doesn't lose by getting finished, right?
Never.
So we see that people can go to decisions and win. So he can easily go to a decision with Yoel Romero and win the contest. I'm not saying it'll be an easy fight, but I'm saying he can. It's not unthinkable at all in any kind of way that he can go with the decision and win, because we've seen that in every single one of Yoel Romero's losses.
Right.
So it's been a decision. So as far as that goes, no, he doesn't need that. Does he need it to be the man to solidify, not to solidify his legacy, but to build on it, to make him that guy, that new guy that everybody needs to be talking about, almost to forgive the ridiculous jokes he's trying to make that he's not doing a very good job with? It's just, he needs it to be more the guy, to be that with that John Jones talk, to be with that upper echelon of what could be great. He needs that knockout. He can't just beat Yoel Romero like everybody else did. Because the guy to beat Yoel Romero, the first to finish him, that's going to be the next guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's I agree with that. Israel could have waited for Costa. He could have, dude, the middleweight, you know, very easily, he could have just whispered Darren Till's name. Darren Till could have yelled at him, and then that's an exciting fight. That's a barn burner. That's a pay-per-view sellout. There's so many other guys. Kinnear, so much else. I love the middleweight division. He chose Yoel. Dana White has, you know, he's been on that. He's like, guys, he told me he wanted Yoel Romero, and no one wants Yoel Romero. So that's why he goes, yeah, I gave it to him. Like, and if you remember, 248, they had Joanna and Jung Wei Lee already signed. And
yes,
that could be the main event. Super, super easily. They could have had a really cool Dan Hooker versus Paul Felder as the co-main, and boom, I'm at my house, or I'm at Dave and Buster's. You know what I mean? Like, there.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. I mean, I'm definitely watching Yoel on a pay-per-view, like on a pay-per-view main card. Absolutely.
So I felt like
main event.
They added this. Like, this was, hey, guys, they're both going to be ready. We need Izzy on pay-per-view. He's always great. The last style bender. Hey, let's put this on top of Joanna and Jung Wei Lee. Let's make this a super card, which I love. I when there's two or three main events on one card, I'm a fight fan. You know, it's crazy. I'm on the other side of it a little bit now sometimes. But at the end of the day, same thing. When I remember last podcast, I made that analogy about Conor McGregor puts his head to bed. He's a fighter. When I put my head to bed, especially on fight night, like, or the night before, man, I'm a fight fan. Like, I'm excited. I think about what's going to happen, what's going to happen next. I wish them both safety in there. And it's like, okay, I'm just intrigued by watching the fight. Like, that's first and foremost. And then I get into, you know, yeah, podcasting and writing and talking to other fighters about it and so on and so on. But, like, at the end of the night, my man, like, I'm a fan. I'm a fight fan. So this fight, like I said at the beginning of this fight breakdown, this gets my emotions going. This gets my mojo rolling. I'm all in. I can't wait.
Yeah, it is going to be an exciting fight. If it goes like all the rest of them, you know, it's going to be a stand-up war. Yoel Romero doesn't really take you down unless you fall down from getting hit. You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how it all plays out, how, you know, the strategies come into play, because this will easily be the greatest wrestler that he's ever faced as far as Izzy's faced, you know what I mean? And this will be the best striker that Yoel Romero has ever faced. So it comes into play, like whose skill set will be better and who will prevail on the night and who's going to stick true to themselves and who's going to, you know, play in the other one's comfort zone.
Right. And okay. So we break it down. That's what we do. This is what I think. It's going to be Yoel. The man, I don't know what happened. Something changed 4 fights ago, my man. I don't know. Coaching and, you know, he's down there, some of the best gyms in the world. He's training at South Florida. The man just loves to throw. The man is just throwing haymakers and bombs. I think he got that great knockout against Weidman, the amazing one against Rockhold. He was literally 0.2 ounces over, or he would have been the middleweight champion at UFC 221. The man just loves to throw heavy punches, crazy kicks, really slick, unique, explosive stand-up, aggressive. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to see a striking clinic of creativity, power, and grace.
Did you use the word clinic against, like, a striking clinic against Israel Adesanya?
Yeah, you're going to see why in my prediction,
stop,
my man.
Stop. Okay, you might be right. Your prediction of, obviously, you're going in the route that Yoel Romero is going to win, because that's what you're saying, you know, with that right there. So if you're saying that, you're not wrong or in any way, shape or form, you know, a bad idea to think, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You have a whole plethora of why that could happen, but the striking clinic thing is not how it happens. Okay. And he doesn't put on a clinic. It happens in an exchange he just happens to land first or something like that. It's not going to be a clinic. I'm going to tell you that right now. Izzy is one of the highest level striking minds on the planet right now as a fighter in MMA, especially, not just kickboxing, but in MMA. So that's the clinic part coming from a striker. I have a problem with that wordage. So could Yoel Romero knock him out? Absolutely. Could Yoel Romero be super creative with his techniques to throw Izzy off and catch him? Absolutely. But it's not going to be a clinic. It's going to be something maybe creative, maybe explosive, maybe something like that. Or it's going to be in an exchange, and Yoel's going to be the one to land first. And that's just how it'll happen. He'll close the distance quicker. Something may happen. Fake a shot, come over with a Roy Nelson overhand right, and smash him that way. But it's not going to be a clinic. It's going to be a hard hit that starts a ground and pound session. If Yoel wins.
No, I get that. Let me kind of, I use the word clinic because of what I believe Yoel's going to do, and nothing against Izzy. It's if he's just, okay, do you think, and then maybe me and you have different almost definitions, or when we watch it, different wordage of the word clinic. Yoel and Costa, when they went back and forth, did you see a stand-up clinic?
No, I saw a back-and-forth battle. I saw one trying to throw different, a more collection of techniques with their hands, and another one trying to put in the kicks to balance that out. I didn't see a clinic, because a clinic is George St. Pierre's jab against Josh Koscheck. That's putting on a clinic with a jab, right?
No, I agree with the latter, and I do see a back and forth war, but I thought both of them, my man, put up a clinic. If I'm, I always joke about it, how I want my son Colin to be the 2035 middleweight champion of the world. I'm going to show him that fight. I thought both of them, what I saw that night was a new, very loud, explosive, creative, punches and bunches, power shots, uppercuts, backfit. I'm like, I saw a clinic on striking on that fight. It was a back and forth clinic. It wasn't a domination. It wasn't a GSP jab to Koss. But I saw.
You're I guess the word I would have used would have said was they put on a striking show.
Ooh, okay, okay.
I look at clinic as a teaching part, so like someone's teaching the other one a lesson.
Okay, I'm gonna pause.
I get what you're saying, but it's teaching us a lesson by watching it. I get that part, so I understand what you mean now, and I apologize for taking offense to it in the first place. But and I didn't when I say take offense, just you know. It,
oh no, we're getting in the ring right after this. I'm going to meet you at PY Boxing in Port Orange, Florida. Me and you, we're jabbing it out until one man falls on the ground unconsciously. Secondly, my man, I'm going to stop the podcast and go all the way back and rewind it and put out the word clinic. No, I'll play it. I get you.
Yeah, I get what you're saying though. When you phrase it that way, I understand.
Yeah, so I guess I did mess up on the wordage. It was I just love the. What I was watching was just masterful, was beautiful, was just I loved the show. I loved what
yes.
I was seeing.
Okay.
So
yes.
I think you well – Izzy has been hit by Robert Whittaker, Bobby Knuckles, and Gas. And I just feel like you, Izzy at 18-0, his confidence booming and beaming, I feel like he's a little bit like you know, he's got the stride with Anderson. He's got a lot of he beat Anderson Silva. He has everything in the tank. He's feeling great. And I feel he will put himself in a situation to be hit by Yoel Romero, and I think that's his downfall. I think he's almost going into this fight too cocky, feeling too good. He's too undefeated. He's too one in this fight with Yoel Romero. No sane man in this living world wants to fight Yoel, Soldier of God, Romero. I just feel like he doesn't know what he's in for. I don't think he realizes when that overhand left hits him, it's going to be good night.
It could definitely be good night. The man has huge power. Does he land that shot? I don't know. You know, there's that old saying, you don't have to be, you know, when somebody says, oh, I'm scared, you know, oh, you don't have to be scared to get your ass whooped. You know, that's not how this world works. I mean, you cannot be scared and still get the shit kicked out of you. So Izzy could definitely still not be scared of the boogeyman and not fear him in any way and still get the hell beat out of him. But he's right when he quoted himself as, he doesn't scare me because I'm a dangerous man. I don't fear him because I am a dangerous man. And he is a dangerous man. And he's very calculated. He's very slick. Yoel is not a fast starter, in my opinion. Yoel takes a little bit of the first round to get going. He's not straight out the gate, guns a-blazing usually. I mean, maybe I need to go back and look, but that's how I kind of look at it.
Okay.
And I think Izzy in that might catch his timing quick. If Izzy's preparing to read early and counter early and, you know, engage a little bit to press to get Yoel to throw and find that timing, he could find his spot early. And anyone can get knocked out. I don't care who you are. Anyone can get knocked out. Shin to the dome in the right spot, right timing, everything like that, you know, can knock anybody out. You know, right hand on the chin. When that you don't see, you know, anybody get knocked out, right? So I think it happens in the second or third, but I think Izzy will solidify his striking dominance and his middleweight reign he's gonna solidify himself as that next guy for the UFC.
He's amazing, man. He's probably said a couple of wrong things lately, but he does have a usually great, you know, wordage and great mouth. He's great on the mic. Man's 18-0. He's undefeated, inside the ring, the dancing. He's got everything. He's selling pay-per-views. He's, you know, out of country, he does great. He does great in America. And, you know, you can argue he's kind of that guy now. With Yoel, and I said this on another show, my man, I just think, legacy, destiny. It just, this fight, Yoel knows if he loses this one, man, and I'll say it. If Yoel does not get the W Saturday night, he will never fight for the middleweight championship again. This is it. He has to know he makes weight at 185, he fights for the title, and then this is it. This is his last hurrah on this level if he loses. And I think He's too good. He's too strong. He's got the great team around him. He's got great momentum. Everyone there at FRM with John Jones and Georgie and Demetrius Johnson, some of the heavyweights, they just have really good positive momentum. I think he's being overlooked by the champion, and I have a little bit of a Clubber Lang, and Izzy is Rocky, and he just is going into this fight a little bit. He's driving the Lamborghini, and he's singing into a music montage, and he's just feeling too good about himself. And Yoel is going to put the man in his place.
Okay, how do you see him finishing it? What round?
First round. I see some kind of counter, counter knee, counter elbow, counter uppercut, something. It's going to be a back and forth, boom, 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 and then Izzy will throw one or two. Yoel will dodge it, duck under, counter, even a straight left. I think it happens on a counter, and it's really impressive. Hits the man down. It's too powerful for him. Yoel gets on top, and the referee is going to go at one or two more punches than it probably should. And he's going to put the man down in one.
He's going to put him in the first round, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. And I feel damn good about it. I feel one of the ones, remember, I believe it was Cain Velasquez versus Francis Ngannou maybe a year ago, my man, and we went back and forth, and I just felt fantastic about Francis. Just so good about it. And he was the underdog. And Yoel is this underdog. I feel damn good about it. I feel terrific. I feel really vindicated or tested. I don't know what the word is. Yoel is going to win this fight. You heard it here first. Yoel Romero, the new middleweight championship of this world.
All right. I mean, you're definitely not wrong for thinking that in any kind of way, brother, for sure, because he definitely has all of the ability to do it and could damn well walk away the same way, like doing it the way you just said it. I have Izzy in the second or third. I'm going to say second, doing him kind of like he did Robert Whittaker. He's going to catch him. He's going to find his rhythm and catch him near the end of the first a little bit and realize, oh, okay, I can put something together. And I think we're going to see a head kick knockout from Izzy, and it's going to land flush on the dome. And this one, he's not going to be the boogeyman's not going to be able to eat this one.
Ooh, really?
And it's going to put him as the guy. And if it doesn't happen, he's getting knocked out. It's not going to. Romero's going to finish. I agree with you on this one. Romero is going to finish him if Romero wins.
Okay, cool. Okay. And I know we'll wrap it up in this. Next for both men is Costa. Am I right?
Whoever wins?
Yes, sir.
You got to.
Yeah, next is Costa. And I believe, too, it's soon because Costa's been on the shelf now for a while. This injury happened.
Unless it's a decision win for Yoel Romero and it goes down to a decision, then
immediate rematch.
No. Izzy and Costa will fight.
Really? And the middleweight just kind of sits there? The champ?
No, the champ will may get Darren Till or Jared Cornet, but I bet Izzy and Costa, if Izzy can go and doesn't get like knocked out, you know what I mean, and he goes through and he comes out decently unscathed and loses that way, I think Izzy and Adesanya fight for sure.
Wow. I love this fight. There's so many different things. Are we going to see wrestling? Are we going to see submission attempts? Is this a kickboxing match? There's so many different things. Explosive knees from Yoel, elbows, spinning back fist, overhand, counters. This is, I say this every quarter, I want to bring someone who's not an MMA fan. I want to take one of my family members or friends who really doesn't watch the UFC like you and I do, and I want them to watch this fight with me. This is for the common man or woman who's not a UFC fan. You will be after UFC 248.
Yes, and not to mention the co-main event will keep you there too, because that's going to be exciting as well.
You want to hit that real quick, or are we saving it?
We're gonna do another one on it because I want to talk about that one. I think that one's interesting.
Me too.
But it is a great fight, and everybody needs to look out for that breakdown too. Joanna versus Zhang, because that's a hell of a fight. I think it deserves its own time.
And I nailed it. You ready? I've watched 22 straight interviews and fight breakdowns and embeds. It's Zhang Weili.
Zhang Weili. Okay. 100%. Sorry, I do apologize. Zhang Weili. Okay. Zhang Weili. So, Joanna versus Zhang, it's going to be a great fight. Deserves its own time.
There you go. All right, so you got Izzy. I got
the professor be right about this, and Izzy's going the head kick knockout in the second round. Just watch.
Dollar.
Always a dollar.
My man, that's John Radford, the professor. We always appreciate his time. Guys, make sure you check him out at Pete White Boxing in Port Orange, Florida. Put in that work. He's also giving out privates. So if you want to get your game right, you want to get your kickboxing right, you want to be able to jab, you want to be able to show off your wife a little few things, hit up my man John Radford, the professor. He is the best in the biz. There you go.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Always, man.
And it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure being on Fight Bananas and working with you, big guy.
Fight breakdown.
Let's go.
All right, my man. Peace.
All right, brother. Later.